Hey, everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and died suddenly is something that we have been hearing a lot lately, and mostly because, I don't know, there seems to be some sort of correlation with some sort of injection. Okay, let's get real, my friends. People are dying off en masse, especially young people, from getting injected with a government poison jab in a giant eugenics operation to bring about the Great Reset. This is absolutely evil, what we are witnessing today, my friends. As it says, a Gateway pundit, 911 Lone Star actor and Emmy nominee Tyler Sanders dies unexpectedly at 18. Cause of death unknown. It's interesting how every single one of these people are jabbed and the unjabbed are not dying in any significant number. In fact, MSN.com, Bill Gates' own publisher, said that far more people that are unvaccinated are dying in large numbers. And ABC News recently reported that, as a matter of fact, there is a huge swath of death happening, and it's due to the vaccine. And they expect a larger increase in death with the fourth shot. But they said you should still go get it anyway. There is so much coming out. And by the way, the MSN article was swiftly deleted as of today, but we've shown it in past videos. And we're just seeing so many young people, every single one of them vaccinated, dropping. And the coroner is looking for new evidence and was inconclusive on the death of this young man who had a lot of potential. And it just hurts me to see so much of this. I follow a group on Telegram called COVID-19 Vaccine Adverse Reactions and Death. It is a very interesting page because it gives so many examples of these sudden deaths, including this Tyler Sanders kid and so many others, so many young people dropping dead. And we're going to go into some of these cases today because their names should be remembered. And we're going to go into a little bit of this whole sudden adult death syndrome as people 40 and under are being told to go get their hearts checked by the establishment themselves. They're laughing in our faces, my friends. And on top of that, this whole sudden adult death syndrome, moreover, it's small children, and the younger people are seemingly the more likely they are to die from this poison shot. And now that they're mandating children and approving children as young as 6 months old to get this poison shot, it is crucial now more than ever, because obviously the younger, the more deadly. It's crucial now more than ever to save our children. The future of humanity, the future of civilization depends on it. Before we get into this today, my friends, make sure to check the links below. GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a PayPal address, we have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with multiple different cryptocurrencies that you can donate in if you please. I mean, it's never been more important to help independent media, my friends. We are getting absolutely destroyed, especially with this recession. Even though we've been prepared physically and mentally, we need to be able to continue bringing the truth to you, my friends. And it's all for free, and it's an all day, every day job. So we appreciate anything we can get. Also, check out heavensharvest.com and use code WHAM for any of the products on the website, including heirloom seeds. You can get free shipping in the United States using code WHAM. And outside of the U.S., we still wish you would use code WHAM because it helps support us at the same time. We have also non-GMO storable foods. We have water filtration and storage. We have gardening resources, survival resources, fire starters, all sorts of books. Very important. But heirloom seeds is something that I think every single person should be getting on top of ASAP. On top of our other site, whamsurvival.com, for long-term storable foods where you save money through us, 25-year shelf life. In the face of the control collapse of the supply chain and the Great Reset, it has never been more important, my friends, to get long-term storable foods. Now, not later. Anyways, let's get into this. So, 911 Lone Star actor and Emmy nominee Tyler Sanders dies unexpectedly at 18, cause of death unknown. Emmy-nominated actor Tyler Sanders died unexpectedly Thursday at his home in Los Angeles, California, at the age of 18. Pedro Tapia, Tyler's talent agent, confirmed his death but did not provide further details. And I quote, "Tyler was a talented actor with a bright future," Tapia told Fox News Digital. He comes from a wonderful family, and we ask that you respect their privacy at this time. The cause of death is currently unknown. According to Tapia, Tyler's death was under investigation. According to Los Angeles Medical Examiner Coroner's website, Tyler's cause of death is listed as deferred, meaning the autopsy has been completed, but a cause of death has not been determined. The medical examiner is requesting more investigation into the death, including additional studies. Authorities told TMZ they got a call for a male not breathing on Thursday. Officers arrived at the scene and found Tyler alone in the home shortly after Tyler was pronounced dead. At this time, officers believed that there were no indications of foul play or suspicious circumstances. And, you know, there's so many examples of this exact same thing happening. As I mentioned on this Telegram page called COVID-19 Vaccine Adverse Reactions and Deaths, you see so many like this. Paraiba pilot who died in plane crash in Roraima had a heart attack before the fall, says family. Merton Douglas Ferreira Vieira de Souza, 43, was buried on Monday afternoon in Hoa Pessoa. And then there's this one, Marvel Simiyu, a young footballer playing in Kenya's Women's Premier League, died suddenly on Tuesday, June 14th night at Webuye Hospital in Bungoma County after complaining of stomach problems. Again, 21-year-old woman, a prolific, talented young woman. Another example of died suddenly. We keep hearing this, died suddenly. This one says, it is with deep sorrow that we share the news of the tragic passing of Rhenish Rose, Jessica Rose Matthews, age 19, class of 2021, gifted with an incredible voice, a talented musician, and a first team and Boland hockey player, goalkeeper of daring, skill, and ability. Jessica was Mrs. Van Amstel's firefly, always darting around with joy and energy, spreading light and love. Jessica passed away suddenly, living her passion as she played a game for Matthews Hockey. She died playing hockey. And we've seen so many examples of this. This is not normal, my friends. This is not normal. There's obviously a correlation. That correlation is, it's insane to call it a coincidence at this point. It's so insane. Back like 3 or 4 months ago, it was acknowledged that in 1 year, 800 athletes died or collapsed on the field. 800. There's a 40% increase in death year over year, according to One America Insurance Company. Back in September, they announced that. It was backed up by hospital records. Considering that, it must be much higher at this point. And the study said it does not include so-called COVID deaths. This says here, well-known Secaucus pizzeria employee dies suddenly at age 41. Dimitrios Horiskos died unexpectedly sometime between Tuesday, May 24th into Wednesday, May 25th, said George Leodis, owner of Plaza Pizza. Unbelievable. Tributes paid to beautiful young Cork woman after she dies suddenly. Another young woman dead. Family of tragic dad, 26, sent touching message after sudden death. Family friend Paula Harwood, 44, said he was literally sitting on the bed in all of his clothes and he looked like he'd just fallen asleep. There was just no knowing. He didn't have any known underlying health conditions. It's just so sad. Again, sudden adult death syndrome. We got this one here. Another young athlete dies suddenly. And this is the one we were mentioning before. This is Marvel Simiyu. Then there's all these people with all the who got boosters, who got all these crazy itchy rashes and bumps on their skin, and now they're calling it monkeypox. Here's another one. Tributes have been paid to 26-year-old dad who died suddenly and left his family devastated. Will Jones from Wallasey was found in the bedroom of his King Street home by mom Sharon at around 10 p.m. on Thursday. Just tragic. Brazil Walsh, known as B from Huddersfield, was a fit and healthy person who always loved sport, from horse riding to becoming a master of judo, gaining a black belt in the sport on April 24th, 2022. B went out shopping in Leeds for the day to celebrate turning 20. Brazil collapsed on her 20th birthday while out shopping. She was unknowingly living with inflammation of the brain, and weeks later, she sadly died. Horrifying, absolutely horrifying. Nigerian football player Akeem Omolade, 39, died suddenly in a car on Monday, June 13th in Palermo, northern Sicily, days after the former Torino player had gone through a series of tests at a local hospital due to complaints he was suffering leg pain. Another blood clot by the sounds of it. Gwen Kasten, the 17-year-old daughter of Illinois Representative Sean Kasten, has died, the congressman's office confirmed in a tweet Monday. Kasten's office did not add any information about her cause of death. The Chicago Tribune reports that Downers Grove police said that they were called to a home in the area for an unresponsive 17-year-old female, where first responders determined that the subject was deceased. Family in mourning as a kind and passionate former Leicester student dies suddenly, aged 22. Leroy, who suffered from seizures, died on Saturday, May 21st. The cause of death is yet to be confirmed. Hamilton mourns death of Professor John Bartle. President David Whitman shared news of Professor John Bartle's passing in an email in the to the Hamilton community on June 13th. And another one died suddenly. 19-year-old Cooper Noriega died suddenly. Woman 38 dies from complications due to AstraZeneca COVID jab, coroner rules. This is Kelly Dunley. At least they announced that it was from the jab, from Stoke-on-Trent. Again, so many examples. Died suddenly. At some point, we have to say, hey, wait, died suddenly. Is that like the new known cause of death? I mean, back in 2020, they called everything COVID. Even if it was a heart attack, even if it was a motorcycle crash, and those deaths are drying up generally, though deaths are spiking like crazy. Maybe the leading cause of death in the world now is died suddenly and mysteriously. We're not going to put two and two together that 100% of these people are jabbed. DailyMail.com. Healthy young people are dying suddenly and unexpectedly from a mysterious syndrome as doctors seek answers through a new national register. People age under the age of 40 being urged to go and get their hearts checked may potentially be at risk of having sudden adult death syndrome. SADS is an umbrella term to describe unexpected deaths in young people. A 31-year-old woman who died in her sleep last year may have had SADS. My friends, I predicted all of this early last year. Long before that, but point is, we went over the study from MedRxiv called SARS-CoV-2 mRNA Vaccination Associated Myocarditis in Children Ages 12 to 17, a stratified national database analysis, which shows that children are 6.1 times more likely to have a heart condition from the jab than be hospitalized with so-called COVID. Whatever COVID is, hasn't been isolated from a single human being ever and only cultured in Vera monkey kidney cells and compared to a computer simulation. This is huge, my friends. That was the average. The low rate of COVID so-called deaths. That was where a child ages 12 to 16 was 22.8 times more likely to have a heart-related condition from the jab than be hospitalized with so-called COVID. And that doesn't include, again, things like cancer, which will come from any autoimmune disorder. The vast amount of autoimmune disorders, blood clots, brain thrombosis, brain bleeding. Liver damage, sudden stroke, shingles, which is another autoimmune disorder, which is being blamed on monkeypox now. It's absurd. Sudden adult death syndrome. Huh. How strange it is. Let's just pretend there's no correlation at all. And this affects children more than anything, my friends. Again, when I was in Carlisle, England, I witnessed this. A 14-year-old have a heart attack right in front of me. Yes, he was jabbed. It is so hard to put up with this and contemplate the fact that people are still using any excuse they can. I love this one. No evidence Justin Bieber's facial paralysis tied to COVID-19 vaccine, experts say. Were these the same experts that said safe and effective despite the Pfizer documents showing that people are dying in mass from the jab, Moderna documents showing that people are dying in mass from the jab. I mean, the amount of recalls, the Pfizer documents literally say that all but one woman who was pregnant who got the jab in the trial either died, had a miscarriage, or had severe side effects, severe adverse reactions. And then they still, knowing that, pushed it on women that were pregnant. It's evil. Now they're pushing it on 6-month-olds. No evidence Justin Bieber's facial paralysis tied to COVID-19 vaccine, experts say. Well, again, who are these experts? They just use the term experts everywhere, and they're never experts. They're always wrong. We always tend to be right. And it's funny because I'm not a doctor, and I manage to be right way more than any of these so-called infectious disease doctors and experts. It's absurd. And they said Ramsey-Hunt syndrome isn't a side effect of the jab. No, Ramsey-Hunt syndrome is a side effect of shingles, which is one of the top side effects of the jab. The way they play word, they play alphabet games, they play word jumbles with all this stuff and try and manipulate the evidence. Yeah, Ramsey-Hunt syndrome comes from shingles. Shingles, one of the top side effects of the jab. And meanwhile, as I mentioned before, Hailey Bieber, his wife, a Baldwin, by the way, had a mini stroke after a blood clot in the brain, which also led to a hole in her heart. How much evidence do we need? Everyone knows people who have died recently, whether it be cancer, heart attacks, sudden adult death syndrome, or people who've had really bad health issues lately. And it just drives me absolutely crazy that we're looking the other way while 6-month-olds are now being given the jab by ridiculously stupid parents that are not looking at any of the evidence and are basing this on something that their child is 99.999% likely to survive from, based on PCR tests that are 96% false positive, according to the WHO and the CDC, at 40 cycles or more, which almost all are. Like, imagine turning up an amplifier to get static. Eventually, if you turn it up enough, no matter what, you're going to hear a lot of static. That's what PCR tests are all about. And they don't discern, they don't diagnose. And like I said, COVID-19 has never been isolated from a single human being ever. It's only been cultured in Vera monkey kidney cells compared to a computer simulation. Imagine taking a petri dish and throwing antibiotics at it until eventually something is created that you want created under this petri dish. And then you utilize that as evidence for an isolate. It's absurd. And then somehow it's that difficult to create in a lab, but it spreads super easily. Like, give me a break. Absolutely absurd. Absolutely absurd. So when we see all these people dropping everywhere and we're just going to look the other way on that, that says a lot more than anything else does about humanity and where we're going as our civilization collapses. And I've been reporting a lot lately. No one wants to watch my videos when I talk about children dying, but it's one of the most important things that's happening right now, that we need to be standing up for our children. We need to be defending our children, our grandchildren, our friends' children, etc. It's one thing if an adult wants to go kill himself. It's another thing when they are putting poison into the arms of children for no reason. Even with the official story, they cannot find a good enough reason to do such a thing. There's absolutely no reasoning behind it. And we're seeing this to such a degree, and the kids have no idea what's going on, and they just go along with it because they think their parents know best. But the problem is most people are stupid. Most people are really stupid. So we are seeing the abortion agenda. We are seeing the chemical castration agenda by a bunch of pedophiles and drag queens. We are seeing the push by Big Pharma, which owns 95% of the advertising in media, pushing fear mongering. And as I've literally said before, and I'll bring it up right away here. I still have it up on my screen. I'll put it up in one moment. Bear with me. Here we go. It says UK probe into secret government unit for reportedly using fear to gain COVID policy compliance. Again, we have the UK government on record, my friends, on record, manipulating the media, paying the media as they did in the US too, and as Big Pharma paid as well in the US, and Fauci got kickbacks and et cetera, manipulating people's minds with false information to scare them into complying and poisoning themselves to death in a giant eugenics operation. They're going for broke. They're just trying to kill everybody as fast as they can now. And we have it all on record that they were doing all this stuff. All this corruption took place, and then it's just forgotten about a week later. The fact that DARPA in a FOIA showed in 2018 that their first example of mentioning SARS-CoV-2 in a correspondence with NIAID and Dr. Fauci at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Isn't it amazing that Fauci worked at the Wuhan Institute of Virology? It's just, you can't make this stuff up. Event 201, all that stuff. But, and Dark Winter, don't forget Operation Dark Winter with the smallpox, monkeypox, plan and the scripted event. But we have DARPA in 2018 mentioning SARS-CoV-2 as a vaccine-induced bioweapon. So I think it's pretty clean and cut now. It's pretty obvious that the bioweapon is a vaccine. It's not even a real vaccine. It's gene-altering mRNA substance. And it is murdering children, and we have all the studies to back it up. In fact, we had studies before it was even approved for children that this was a case, just from the initial trials. And there's still a bunch of morons on Twitter, on Facebook, on all these mainstream platforms. They're so desperate to stay in their cult that they will stop at nothing but to defend this insanity. I posted a clip earlier that I'll bring up on the screen as well here. Absolutely insane. It says, it's a mental health crisis. It's from Professor Freedom. Here's someone scuba diving with a mask on. And not a scuba mask. They're putting the scuba mask over the, the surgical mask. I can't even deal with these people. Yeah, the epitome of health. About 400 pounds walking down the beach with a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Better stay safe. Stay home. Stay safe. Nanu, nanu. It is so, so, so insane that I don't even know how much I could possibly add to it anymore because I've gone over it a million times and it just drives me crazy. But again, this is a war on humanity, my friends. And they will go after the most innocent. They will go after the children. Don't forget the cremation of care ceremony at things like Bohemian Grove. They literally burn an effigy of a child under a giant statue of Moloch. And that was caught on video by Alex Jones in the early 2000s. This isn't conspiracy theory. It's a fact. Oh, well, it's just a fun, you know, thing in the woods. Like, what? Why are you doing that then? Why are you doing that? And it just disgusts me so, so, so much that we're seeing all this stuff occur. And if there's a war on humanity, then the solution, my friends, is to be more human, be more empathetic, be more conscious, because they're trying to destroy the empathy in us. They're trying to make us all psychopaths. They're trying to switch us over to AI for survival purposes while they're developing the thing that's killing us. And it will end with the collapse of civilization as we see the president demoralized, rightly so. He's a complete moron. And we are seeing the attempt to weaken the public's respect for leaders, which I'm totally against all leaders to begin with. That's besides the point. It's an Orwellian tactic to make leaders look like bumbling fools, like Idiocracy, so that people devolve and eventually end up fighting with each other over these obvious things. And it ends with civil war that's controlled and the move into a currency reset with the Great Reset and the wars worldwide and the gun grabs and the poisoning and eugenics operations and the dysgenics of destroying the soul and the individual, creating a Tower of Babel, supply chain breakdown. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy because you have food rations and free homes and highways with carbon credits and all that kind of stuff. This is all the plan. And again, we must go back to basics. We must get outside of big cities. We must protect our family. We must be more healthy. We must look at things like I said a million times before, heavensharvest.com. You could use code WHAM to get long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. You could get heirloom seeds. You can get gardening books. You could get survival resources. You get water filters, water pumps, fire starters, etc. Just use code WHAM on that site. And of course, we have whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods. I'm just trying to make sure that people are healthy. There's many different things that people can do as far as like avoiding cancer. Like I've always said, and check the links below for this, rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center. It's your source for Laetril Online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. We have to try and defend ourselves in the health, from the health aspect, being prepared, getting outside of big cities, away from big highways, Bill Gates highways, and of course, being able to raise chickens, catch your own fish, grow your own, build your own, and raise a family and replicate, go into the world and replicate, as the Bible says. They're creating a Tower of Babel, so we must build our own road to freedom, the opposite direction. And this cannot end without a fight, or else there goes humanity. If you are a human being and you're on Earth here today and you won't stand up for your very humanity, then there's something seriously wrong with you. There's no excuse. Oh, well, what about this? Or what about this example? No, it's always about humanity, freedom, individualism, God. And eventually it all becomes synonymous. And the sooner we understand that, the sooner we survive this great reset, the sooner we can create our own new civilization to replace this old, disgusting, so-called new world order that's based in ancient paganism and Satanism that goes back thousands of years. These people are sick. They want to kill your children. They want to poison your children, the ones that are able to survive all of this. They want to spray the skies. They want to put aluminum in your water with hydrofluosilicic acid. They want to do all of this kind of stuff in order to dumb us down, weaken us, and kill us, so that not only are we easy to control and we're easy pawns to be sacrificed for the king and the queen, but also we lose our faith, we lose our humanity, we become one with the AIs, the psychopathic, non-empathetic, unconscious AIs that are taking over at a rate that has never been seen before and is extremely dangerous and detrimental to humanity itself. We must stand up, my friends. So do whatever you can to, in your own way, be individually responsible and protect yourself and defend yourself and defend your family. Anyways, I appreciate everyone watching today. There's so much more to go into, my friends, but for now, I'll leave it at that. This sudden adult death syndrome. Oh my goodness. There's so many. Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters. I mean, Norm MacDonald, Larry King, Betty White, but those are all older people. What about, you know, all these sports stars, these athletes, these children? I know of kid. I saw, like I mentioned earlier, a 14-year-old collapse from a heart attack. I've seen people die in front of me from a heart attack recently. I've seen, I saw five people in 2 weeks drop in front of me. And it's just absolutely mind-boggling. Everywhere I go, I'm constantly seeing ambulances, heart attacks, the death rate skyrocketing year over year. It went down in 2020, went up in 2021. Interesting how that works. And more people I talk to are aware of this. And I talked to a Bank of America manager the other day who was totally aware of this and awake and was loudly talking in front of a bunch of customers about this. And he brought it up, not me. And I mean, that's a great sign. And then he starts talking to someone else in line and that guy starts talking about this kind of stuff. And it's like, then I go and sit at a restaurant later that night and I'm talking to people and those people are aware of it. And it's just, it's blowing up. The narrative's collapsing. The only issue is that a narrative can collapse and nothing could happen. Look at Soviet Russia, for example. The narrative collapsed in the late 1920s after the third starvation event. And the Soviet Union didn't collapse until 1991 after the 12th starvation event. Why? Because, well, it was allowed to collapse, first of all. Second, the U.S. propped it up against Hitler. And on top of that, even though people on the ground in Russia at that point, many of them, much of them were very anti-government, they couldn't do anything because they'd be disappeared and killed. And now in the new technocratic age with social credit and all that kind of stuff, the Chinese style technocracy, you get disappeared. No one ever hears about you again. And if anyone talks about you over any digital technology of any kind, your social credit goes down or you might be disappeared. This is coming to a place near you soon. And if we don't stand up and do something about it for our children, for us, for our friends, for our families, for the future of mankind, for God, then we shall forever hold our peace and we have to deal with the consequences that we sow. Anyways, check those links below, my friends. I appreciate any support you guys can give us. GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a PayPal address, we have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with multiple different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please. It definitely helps, especially in this time. I know crypto's low, but it's very helpful, especially also privacy coins like Monero, which you can find at our Cointree link, as well as Epic Cash. You could find our Epic Fund Me campaign below, where you can donate in Epic Cash and support us with privacy coins that are decentralized. And this one is based on the Mimblewimble protocol. Very good stuff. We have our Teespring store, where you could get merchandise. Like we have a recent shirt that says "To live in fear is to not live at all." You could go get that one among, I think, 3 or 4 dozen other shirts and sweaters and hoodies and tank tops and leggings and socks and mugs and all sorts of stuff at our Teespring store. We really appreciate the help, my friends. And of course, Rockfin. We are on Rockfin. We've been posting exclusive content, including documentaries. We have Tim Pachot's speech up there. It's no longer premium. It's now free for everyone, which you can go and check out on any of the major platforms. It's called, I believe it's called The Coming Digital Dictatorship. And I urge people to go and watch that on all of the major platforms. But nonetheless, on Rockfin, we've been posting exclusive content for those that pay for the service. And we really appreciate the support on there, World Alternative Media. And of course, those videos also go out on Patreon and Subscribestar to $4.99 a month, pledges and up. We are now on band.video. So we appreciate Alex Jones and Michael Zimmerman for giving us this place to speak the truth. We truly appreciate it. And of course, we have our newsletter, www.imband.com. It takes 2 seconds to sign up with your email. We don't spam and it's free. We are on Telegram, World Alternative Media. We have our Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements. Of course, we have all of our affiliates, whamsurvival.com, rncstore.com, Heaven's Harvest with code WHAM, all in the description. Get prepared now, not later, my friends. We are on Spotify, Podbean. We are on Opera. We're on Safari. We're on Apple and Google Podcasts for now anyway. Probably won't last long, but you could go there and support us. And of course, rate us on there. Give us a good rating, 5 stars, hopefully out of 5. And of course, we're on BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Float.app at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, as well as Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media. We appreciate it, my friends. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, hit the subscribe button. Let's save our children. Let's stand up for mankind now, not later, my friends. This is the fight for humanity, and we're on the front line. So I appreciate everyone watching today. Until next time. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.